Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, my beautiful friends. You are listening to episode number 11 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. And I do have a good one for you today because this topic that we're going to talk about is such a common problem among women because we are so freaking busy. I want to give you some tips and strategy on how to create more time and space in your life so that you can focus on your health, your well-being, your wellness goals, so that you can show up in all areas of your life in a way that you want to. And that is going to start with clearing some space, clearing some time and space. Who here feels like you just don't have any time? Like you're running and running and running all day long, and by the end of the day, you don't have enough time to accomplish all that you wanted to that day. Or I almost get this visual of you're swimming up, you're swimming, and then something happens and you get knocked down further, and then you feel like you're drowning, and it's kind of this hamster wheel going and going and going. Well, lucky for you, today I have a couple of tips just to clear and open up some space for you so that you can show up in the way that you want to. Now, first of all, I kind of see it in two different ways: clearing space mentally and physically. And those two things, if you start to tinker around with those two things, then you will be able to open up some more time and space throughout your day. So as far as mentally cluttered space, I mean, right? We have so much going on, so much mental clutter happening within our brain that I want to give you a couple tips to alleviate some of that. And once again, do not let the simplicity fool you, okay? These are very simple, very effective tips that I'm giving you today. Now, the first one to clear some of the mental space that's happening in your brain, number one tip I have for you, pick up your phone right now. Pick it up. Go ahead if you can safely do so. And I want you to clear some of the apps that you don't use. Old apps that are just sitting there for no reason. Clear any voicemails that you have just sitting there for no reason. Go ahead and look at your email. Clear that up. Like, start to clear some space on your phone. That's one of my biggest tips to give you. Because here's the thing. In order to bring something new into your life, you do need to clear out some things. So that's what I want you to do, is focus on, if you are truly ready to focus on your health and your well-being, and you want to bring that into your life, then we're going to have to look at some things that you can clear out so that we can open up some space and some time for you. Okay, so number one thing first, you're going to clear your phone. Get rid of the junk. You don't need all of that stuff. You don't need an app that you haven't used in 2 years. Look at it. Go through it. Go through those emails. Like, just clear your phone. You're going to feel so much better after you do this, by the way. And then I want you to also journal. I call this a brain dump every single day. You need to get things out of your head onto paper. Just clear it out. Go ahead and just journal everything that is irritating, bothering you, whatever. Get it out. Or if you are someone that doesn't necessarily love to journal or have time to sit there with a pen and paper, you can put it in your voice notes on your phone and just verbally vomit everything that is bugging you and just get it out there. And you can delete it afterwards. It's more just clearing that out of your mind. And that is a habit that I have instilled every single day just because I want more mental clarity. And that will help you get there. Okay, those are two tips right there. Now, the next thing I want to go to is kind of your physical space. I know that you've heard When your space is cluttered, when the physical space around you is cluttered, then that will clutter your brain. And I absolutely agree with that. I'm not saying we have to feng shui everything or that we need to, you know, be a minimalist necessarily. I am just saying when you wake up first thing in the morning and you're looking in at your bedroom, when your eyes open, do you see a lot of clutter? Are you surrounded by a lot of dust collecting and just overall clutter, a lot of laundry on the floor, whatever it is? I want you to look at your physical space when you first wake up and go ahead and start to clear out some things that are just coming together as unnecessary junk, or they just need to be put away or dusted down, and make your bed, like make your space when you first wake up a beautiful space to look at. And I would even say go ahead and add something beautiful to your space, whether that is, for me, it's flowers. I love flowers. So I'll add like a flower or a beautiful painting or a candle that I love to just bring in some sensory things that feel good, smell good, look beautiful to me. Go ahead and open the windows. Let some sunlight in. That morning sunlight is so, so good for you. So just start to think of when you first wake up, you don't want your mental space, your brain, to be cluttered. And so it will be helpful to you if you look at your physical space around you in your bedroom and start there. I'm not saying we have to declutter the whole house. I'm just saying your bedroom right now. And then maybe we can start to go to your closet or your bathroom junk drawer or whatever it is. But just very first baby step, start to clean the space. Like lay in your bed, sit up, open your eyes. What do you see? That's what I want you to focus on. Bring in more beauty in that space. Okay, so the next thing is to delegate one task. Okay, that word, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's kind of scary to women. Like we have a hard time delegating for whatever reason. So I want you to think of one task that you can delegate out for the next 30 days. One task. So when I first started to look at clearing space and I cleared my phone, cleared space around me, and I started to look more at what I can delegate, a couple of things that I did was I started having my girls do their own laundry. So that was helpful. So more like tasks like that. My oldest actually has one night a week that she cooks a dinner that is age appropriate for her that she's able to do. Tasks like that, or asking my hubby to pick up one night a week for dinner, or having the kids just help around more. And I'm not saying that you need to load them up with all the chores or anything like that. I'm just saying start to think of one task that you can delegate out, even if it's one thing once a week. Or maybe it's something that you get to say no to this season for the next 30 days. Maybe you're usually that team mom that does literally everything, or that person at the schools that's volunteering all the time and they're always going to you. Maybe now is your time to kind of sit back a little bit so that you can put a little more time and space into your health and well-being. I'm not saying you have to tell everybody no all of the time for all of the things. I'm just saying, is there something that you can delegate out or say no to at this season of your life? When you're saying that your health and your well-being is a priority for you, when you're noticing that you're drowning, what's a thing that you can start to say no to so that you can start to say yes to the things that you actually want? Okay, and the final thing is, what can you limit by 20 minutes a day? I know that so many of us say we have zero time for anything. And yet, if we were 100% honest and look at that time limit on your phone where it tells you how much time you've spent on your phone, and you're like, holy crap, I was, you know, watching Netflix for 2 hours on my phone or on the TV, or I was scrolling on Instagram for an hour and I only meant to do it for 15 minutes, or I was chatting on the phone with my friend for however long, which is fine. It's fine to indulge in all of those things. But just being completely honest and transparent with yourself as to how much time are you dedicating to that a day and paying attention to that, being careful of saying, I have no time, and yet you're spending a few hours on your phone or binge watching or whatever it is. So just be mindful and honest about your time. Time can be on your side. Time doesn't have to be this thing that you are constantly running out of. You can start to look at different ways to clear the space and add more time in the day for what you truly need. So I want you to be honest and look at what you can limit by 20 minutes a day, whether that is Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, so any social media, which I'm pretty sure is common among so many women, that we can limit 20 minutes a day. You know, maybe it's Netflix, watching your show. I love watching shows every now and then or whatever, but maybe instead of watching that next one and the next one, that you limit it to one episode for that day, whatever it is. Be very mindful and intentional with your time. I also want to suggest to you, this just came to my head. We keep telling people how busy we are and frantic and chaotic energy that we're putting out into this world when we talk to people about our time, that I want to be careful of doing that, because what you're doing is making your brain yourself scan for and bring in more ways to feel chaotic, more ways to feel frantic. And that is the opposite of what we want to do. So be careful when you talk to people about your time. Stop saying things like, I literally have no time. You can start to say things like, I'm creating more time for me. You see that switch there? Like, we want to be very mindful and intentional about how we speak about our time, how you use your time, and just be very thoughtful and careful in choosing your words about it and how you think about time and your actual relationship with time. I know that may sound weird to you to hear, but all of us have a relationship with time. Right now, do you feel like you are constantly running out of time? Do you feel like time is the thing that you can't catch up on every single day, and that you're lacking in hours, and that you kind of hate, for lack of better words, the relationship that you have with time? Let's start to change that. Let's start to put time on your side. Let's start to really evaluate and look at your life and see what space that we can create to bring in more light, to bring in more love, to bring in more laughter, to bring in more wellness. That is what we're here for right now, right? That's why you're listening to this podcast. You want to bring in more time and space to focus on your health and well-being so that you can focus on the things that you really want in this life. Vacations with your family where you're actually enjoying that time with them and laughing and not so distracted thinking about your to-do list. Am I right or am I right? Now is the time for us to do that. And it's not selfish to start to be focused and intentional about your time and politely say no to the things that don't make sense for you right now. Because the main focus is for you to be here, be present for your family, for your community, and show up in a way that you really want to show up. I'm here for you, friend. Now is your time to develop that special, important relationship with time and put it on your side and create more time and space throughout your day so that you can bring in more light, just like what I said, bring in more wellness, bring in more healthy things for you, not more frantic, chaotic energy. We don't need that. Not more drama, not more have to do this. More I choose to do this. Let's be super intentional about what we choose. All right, you guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. I hope that you are able to create more time and space and that these few tips that I gave you are very helpful for you and that you actually do them. So number one, clearing your phone. Number two, clearing the physical space around you when you first wake up and adding some beauty. Number three, delegating a task out. One task that you can start to delegate out so that you can put more space and time into your health and well-being. And the next one is what you can limit. Limit by 20 minutes a day so that you can free up some more time and space for your mental and physical health. All right, guys, I love you. I appreciate you listening to this. It's time to go rock your week. Bye. Welcome to Her Wellness Research.